Another Migrant's Body Recovered from Texas Border River. By Bob Price on May 25, 2019. Del Rio Sector Border Patrol agents recovered yet another body from the deadly Rio Grande Border River that separates Texas and Mexico. This is the 12th death this year of migrants illegally crossing the border in this sector, including at least three children. The waters of the Rio Grande River are treacherous and unforgiving. Del Rio Sector Acting Chief Patrol Agent Randy Davis said in a written statement provided to Breitbart, Texas. Any loss of life is tragic, and this unfortunate event serves as a reminder of the dangers present when crossing the Rio Grande. Eagle Pass Station Marine Unit agents patrolling the Rio Grande about a mile from the Eagle Pass port of entry encountered a deceased migrant in the river. Agents located the body on the U.S. side of the river that separates Eagle Pass, Texas, and Piedras Negras, Coahuila. Agents contacted the Eagle Pass Fire Department, who subsequently recovered the remains of the unidentified migrant. Officials did not release any information about the deceased migrant. Since the beginning of fiscal year 2019, which began on October 1, 2018, Del Rio Sector agents recovered the bodies or remains of 12 migrants who died while or shortly after illegally crossing the border from Mexico. Among those deaths were children who drowned in the river while their parents attempted to smuggle them into the U.S. to exploit broken asylum laws in this country. On May 3, Breitbart News reported on the drowning of a 10-month-old baby who drowned after their raft capsized while attempting to cross the swiftly moving waters of the Rio Grande. An apprehended migrant told agents that his wife, two sons, ages 10 months and 6 years, and a 7-year-old nephew were part of the group who had been swept away by the swiftly moving river. Agents learned that an adult male and a female child had also gone missing. Another of the children from this group was also later found dead. The rafts being utilized by Callis cartel-connected human smugglers to move these migrants across the border frequently amount to no more than wading pools. Earlier this week, Breitbart News reported that a previously deported Honduran man who nearly drowned his 3-month-old infant after he strapped the baby boy to his chest and attempted to cross the river with an inner tube. The migrant waded into the water and was quickly swept away. Marine-based Border Patrol agents assigned to the Eagle Pass Station quickly moved their boat into a position to provide emergency assistance. Agents observed the infant submerged while still strapped to the man's chest. The man struggled to keep afloat, the agents reported. Immigrants with children need to recognize the risk of drowning inherent to crossing the Rio Grande River and heed the warnings of our agents, Chief Davis said at the time in a written statement. I'm concerned for the families who continue to ignore the warnings and risk their lives and the lives of their children. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior political news contributor for the Breitbart Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.